Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Stollard is our guest. Mike is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, co-author, along with Carolyn Newing Holmes and Jason Pankow, who Michael mentioned earlier. Michael is the CEO of E Pluribus Partners. And, Mike, you got a new book coming out next spring, right?
I do. Coming out on April 30. People can pre-order it on Amazon and other bookstores now. It's called Connection Culture.
All right.
Competitive Advantage of Shared Identity, Empathy, and Understanding at Work.
And see, folks, because you listen to my show, you get to hear the serialization of these books, just little teasers, little bitty opening salvos of books. We've done this so many times, Michael, over the years. Our great Brain Trust members have shared early peeks into the book that was coming out, and I appreciate you doing that.
It's a pleasure to be with you and an honor.
And that's what we're talking about, folks, connection. This important, this connection thing is such a big deal. And here's the thing that I think the reason that you're onto something, Michael. You know, in my book, I talk about how there's another layer of differentiation happening in the marketplace now above the competitive level. And what I mean by that is that that long before people know whether you're competitive or not in the classic sense, price, product, service, delivery, that kind of thing, before they know anything about that, they're ruling you in or out based on whether you're relevant to them or not. And the way they do that is that first impression today, which is a connection, and more than not, it's online. More and more people are connecting with you the first time online, some kind of a digital way, and if you're not relevant to them, And some of those relevance factors are not just digital. Some of them are values-based. Then they'll never find out if you're competitive or not, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely. In fact, when I read your book, it resulted in me making some changes to my own business, so I thank you for that.
Well, you know, it's just, think about it. But this connection thing, the reason I'm excited about your book is because you're onto something, because the connection in the 21st century, connection is everything, because it's the first impression, isn't it?
It is, and people are just longing for connection today. You know, you look at you and I have talked about the millennials before, and their number one value is connection. And research shows that one of the big advertising agencies did the study of 6,000 16 to 29-year-olds worldwide just a couple years ago, and they came back and showed that the number one value was connection.
Mm-hmm.
So they're longing for it, but you know what? They're not experiencing it often in the workplace. And here's another Jasonism, I call it, which is the difference between expectation and reality is depression. And
say
what a lot of young people are, the difference between expectation and reality is depression.
Hmm.
And so a lot of young people are coming into the workplace longing for connection. You know, they want time with a more experienced person who can mentor them and help them learn and grow and tell them about their career. But they're not experiencing that, and that creates a form of depression.
I wonder, though, if their expectations are the way they want to what they expect from this mentor, and when they find out that the mentor's not like them, they actually have information and values that they can use, but they expect the mentor to be like them. And you know what I mean? They expect the mentor to move toward them instead of them moving toward the mentor. I wonder if that's part of that. I think this is an important point to make, Michael, mm-hmm. with the generations. What do you think?
Well, I do. I think, you know, there needs to be some dose of reality, right? That, first of all, one mentor is not going to, a good way to think about it is what kind of skill do you want to develop and find a mentor who is good in that skill.
Mm-hmm.
And don't expect one mentor to be good in everything because we're just not wired that way as human beings.
Well, if a person has been around long enough, if a person has something that you can benefit from, that means they've been around a while. That means they're probably think they communicate differently. They have different references than you. You're going to have to accept the way they want to give it to you, not be impatient or depressed if they don't plug into your wiring the way you think it should be. What do you think?
Well, you know, Jim, I don't think the depression is coming because they're disappointed with the mentor relationship.
Right.
I just don't think they have mentor relationships. So really establishing those.
Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think they don't have them?
Well, part of it is they need to learn to ask for mentors.
Okay.
You know, don't sit around and expect someone to approach you about that. You know, I advise my kids, and I see it in my youngest daughter, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. I was telling you she interned with the mayor of Fort Worth over the summer. And she has a mentor, a woman at TCU named Ann Loudon, who works as the chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ann is a dynamo. And Elizabeth is learning about networking.
So she,
sales,
Well, she carved that out. She went and got that mentoring relationship.
She did.
So that's what you got to do, folks. We're going to have more about connections. Mike, you're going to come back between now and the time the book launches and tell us more about connection, okay?
Absolutely.
Give us a website quickly, please.
MichaelLeeStollard.com.
So check that out, folks. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.